Plakas joins us once again. Plakas, how you doing?
Oh, Gregor, very good. Thanks, man. Very, very good.
Nice. Okay, today I want to talk about how we break down muscle fiber to get stronger and bigger, right? Yeah. So now, does forced repetitions do that?
Yeah, so say, for example, you're kind of plateaued in your routine and you're kind of stuck lifting, you've been stuck lifting the same weights for a long period of time. You haven't really noticed any strength or size gains that you've been looking for. There's some techniques that you can use to maybe push the intensity level up a little bit that might help accelerate the growth and the strength. So one of the things you mentioned there is force reps. So basically a force rep is when you can no longer complete a repetition by yourself, you get a spotter to help you through what we call the sticking point, and that's the leverage point in the range of motion where you can't get it past. And if you get it past that, you're able to complete the rep. So it's not like your muscles are completely exhausted yet. They just have a leverage disadvantage because they can't get through that sticking point. So having somebody help you the last one or two reps can help accelerate some continue breaking down that muscle fiber and accelerate your strength and size gains.
A few other ones, but it's funny because a lot of people do plateau. Now, what about eccentric loading?
Yeah, so eccentric loading, that's basically when you lower the weight under resistance. And so the body, depending on which joint and action you're using, can resist more weight, about 25 to 40% more weight than they can lift up. So when you're lowering the weight on a bench press, you can lower more weight than you can push up. So one of the things that people can do is they may say, for example, your max bench press is 200 pounds and you've been stuck there for a while. What you can do is maybe put 220 pounds in the bar, have somebody lift it up with you, and then you lower the weight really, really slowly down to your chest, and your body is getting used to this extra load that it normally doesn't have over top of it, and then the person helps you lift it up, and then you just focus on the lowering part for maybe 4 to 6 reps, and that can get you past that plateau, and then eventually maybe you can push the 220 up, then just only lower it down.
Now, what about supersetting same muscle groups or opposite muscle groups? Is there a benefit one or the other?
Yeah, this is a technique that a lot of bodybuilders use to completely exhaust a certain part of their body. So a same muscle group superset would be like doing flies, which is like laying on a bench and with the elbows very slightly bent, raise, lower the weights to the side, and then basically hug a big tree or barrel. And then they would do like a bench press right afterwards. So sometimes in a bench press, the shoulders and the triceps, which are smaller muscle groups, they tend to fatigue a little bit faster than the bigger chest muscle. Muscle groups. So what you can do is pre-exhaust the chest muscle groups a little bit with a fly because the triceps aren't involved as much, and then do a bench press. That's sort of a same muscle group superset. It's pretty exhausting to do that, so you have to make sure you're fairly more advanced for that. And then opposing muscle group supersets is when you would do like a bench press followed by maybe a rowing exercise. So it works each opposite side. So one side really doesn't have an effect on the other side. It just allows you to complete more work in a workout in less amount of time because the chest, the muscle groups that are getting exhausted don't really affect the upper back muscles that can be trained right afterwards.
Plakas from Custom Fit joins us. So breaking down muscle fiber is a necessity to get bigger and stronger, right?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what happens is the theory is that the muscle fibers are under stress. They get kind of broken down. And then while you're recovering, there's this thing called protein synthesis that happens when you eat, when you consume carbohydrates and protein, the amino acids go to the area, and then the muscles basically get thicker and just basically thicker and bigger in that area so that they adapt to the stress. So the next time you put the same load on it, they don't break down as much. So your body just keeps adapting to that. So you have to always try to push a little bit more weight or more amount of work in a workout to force the body to keep breaking down if you want to keep it adapting to higher levels of stress.
Black is great stuff, man. I think it's important for people to know how to push the limits a little bit when they plateau. Excellent. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, buddy.